Blog Talk Radio.
Never give in. Never give in. Never, never, never. In nothing, great or small, large or petty, never give in except to convictions of honor and good sense. Never yield to force. Never yield to the apparently overwhelming might of the enemy.
Everybody, it's Sunday. Welcome to the Pitbull Advocate. I'm loving these Sunday shows. They call me Dog Father, and the guy that's been with me for 10 years at the Pitbull Advocate, Joe Frazier. How you doing, Joe? Joe Frazier.
Doing great. How about yourself?
I'm doing good, man. You know, I every time I hear that intro, man, it's because, you know, it's weird. I still get these pre-show jitters. I'm all, ooh, you know, you get that feeling. You get all nervous and stuff about the shows, which is great. I mean, we've been doing this for so long, and I still get these pre-show jitters. But that intro really gets me, like, going, yeah, I'm ready to do this show. Are you ready to do this show?
Oh, yeah, let's do it.
Hey, first, good morning, Tam. Is Tam around there? Hello, Tam. Welcome to the show.
She's not in the room with me today.
Oh, Tam's got the day off. Doc Mother's out, too. So it's you and me and our guest, Brandon Wynn, producer of Chance the Film. And you guys know about this film. And if you don't know about this film, then you're going to find out about this film. IMDb describes it as a peaceful pit bull who struggles to maintain his values while surviving in the brutal world of dogfighting. It's been just over a year. April 5th, Joe, we were down there last year and got to hang out with Brandon and Kenny, and we met Foster Quarter and everybody else and other people involved with the film. So this is a call-in show, guys, so please call in with your questions. 515-602-9775. 515-602-9775. Welcome to the show, Brandon. Hey, thanks for coming back and joining us here again on the show, man. It's good to have you back.
You too, Pat. It's always good. It's always good.
Yeah. Yeah. So we tried to get Kenny, but Kenny's busy, but we understand. Hi, Kenny. Hi, everybody.
Yeah, hi, Kenny. We'll have him listen. Kenny, Phil, Felicia.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah. So, Chance has been out for just over a year, and we've been talking, and your DVDs are still moving, and you did a live stream on Facebook, and when I first saw it, Brandon, last, you had just hit the 100,000 viewer mark on this preview. We're looking at about 26-minute preview, and guys, it's definitely going to leave you wanting more, for sure. But where are you at now, Brandon? You said how many views have you hit by now on the Facebook stream?
I want to check exactly at this moment. I know what it was a few seconds ago, but let's give you the exact number right now.
And it's still going up.
It's still going up. I actually expect it to go up a lot more. I guess I'm having you hold for a second because I want to give you the perfect. We are at the 425,000 views.
425,000 views. And
let's hear this.
Yeah.
I know. I know we're still trying to set up a viewing here for our fundraiser, which we had cleared through you guys. And there's a lot of our followers that still haven't seen the movie that really wants to. And I think they're holding out for us to find a building.
Now, Patrick, something I could probably authorize you to do. We could do that, guys, especially once this coronavirus stuff passes, you know.
Yeah.
But, Patrick, now we could do, if you want, we could do a watch party from your page with your friends, kind of like what I did on my page. I was testing it out, actually, you know, on my personal profile. That you chime in and enjoy. We can do that at your page as well, you know.
Yeah.
It would be a premiere, and you could stream it live. And chat
that's
and all that
definitely
good
gonna,
stuff. And I could chime
yeah. Yeah, let's do that. I know we talked about doing a some sort of way where we could host that too. So definitely we'll get that on our on the Pitbull Advocate page over at facebook.com/thepitbulladvocate. And while you're there, like it. But Joe's been trying to get the screening done there, and of course this, you know, the COVID-19 and everybody's being shut down has definitely thrown a wrench into the works on that. So Joe, really hoping that you can get that done. And
yeah, because we have all the equipment, it's just finding the building.
Yeah. So
yeah, definitely. In the meantime, that was why we kind of, you know, I've always been the one to push and throw the film up, because I would love to see this get a billion views. But my producers disagree, which I respect. But the good thing, that's why we did this. We really wanted to strike right when everything happened, but we wanted to do it right. I'm glad we let it slowly manifest. But that is why we did 37-minute preview and not even 12 minutes. It's a good time. People are home. A lot of people want to see the film. So we say, you know what? Let's release the first act. What do we have to give? And we do probably have to give a little bit more, because we don't have any Hollywood big-time actors on, not a big-time producers. We're super independent, you know, have no big studio money. So we got to give something to get back. So we said, you know, we had to call, and during this time, said more people are probably in the house. More people are out now than they were initially, and that would have been a great time to hit it, but it wouldn't have been right. So we decided to go to that point where you say, Patrick, where it cuts off. You know, and, that was our decision to do 37 minutes. Yeah.
Yeah. I've seen it, and I wanted to, I'm going, oh, I want to see it all the way through.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're waiting on our DVD, and Dog Mother, I know she's going to absolutely love the rest of the film. And I know there were some scenes in there that just kind of like, you know, when we're there in the theater, where I'm just going, you can't do that. No, you can't do that. But you know, I got to tell you guys, I mean, this, you got to see it. I mean, and to put it in the animated form, I think it really reaches, it reaches out to me as an adult, but also kind of gets that child in you, because who doesn't like animation? Who doesn't like dogs that are you know, having the speaking roles, and that you focus so much on the story of the dogs and the humans. Now, Grongles, is that what they were calling the humans? The dog's name
the
for
Crots.
The human?
Crots. Now, they call them the Crots, but I think when I was talking in the chat, we were talking, like, they kind of grongle when they talk, like they just, but they're called the Crots. C-R-O-T-S.
Okay. Yeah. Who came up with these names?
Kenny.
With
Kenny.
Kenny. And you also had
Kenny,
Haven, of course. But
Hatonas are the dogs. Hatonas.
Hatonas. Do these words have any origins of these words?
You know, I think Kenny actually had a lot of different meanings, but I think these were words that he kind of made up. He probably did a little research, you know, and looked up different names and different etymologies and maybe even different languages. But I think this is just Kenny just really coming up with, just like you would come up with a name for a character or a new type of being, you know, and those are the words he chose. And he actually had a whole language written out. But he said, it's a little too much. I need to, you know, chill out on this and not confuse people too much.
Yeah. I think that works out. It works out perfectly. And just that the Crocs were in the background. And, but you could still get the sense of their character and, you know, and how they, what roles that they played into this. I mean, I just the whole thing, and like I say, I can't wait to see it again. It's one of those films that you can just, you know, it's not going to get old, guys. if you haven't seen it, we're going to do, we'll let you guys know. We're going to, you know, do a live, we're going to do that live stream on the Pitbull Advocate page. Definitely. Cause we got to support you guys. Cause you know, of course you've been supporting us and we really appreciate that. You guys, taking your time and spending time with us. So, hey, don't make us do all the talking, right? 515-602-9775. 515-602-9775. Oh, first I want to say hi to McGill, because I know just offhand, McGill was, if you're out there listening, hi, man, give us a call, man. You know, let us know what you think of the film. Anybody who you've seen it, if you've seen the entire film, if you've seen the previews, you know, let us know what you think. 515-602-9775. Brandon, you guys, the three of you, Brandon, Kenny, and
Phil James.
James. I'm sorry, James?
Phil James.
You guys have a connection there outside of this film, the three of you, that I don't know if, you know, we talked about this the other day, Brandon, that you all were at one point in the same fraternity.
Yes, sir. We haven't went along that route in the media yet. Sure, there's a few things in the press we could do. We've chosen to just focus on the film right now, but we are in the same frat. And I guess it's pretty interesting with African-American frats. I mean, you got other frats, too, that, you know, you're in college and you kind of like, all right, I'm done with that. You got some guys that might donate back, you know, here and there. But for the most part, in African-American frats, you're kind of in it for life.
yeah.
I'm not as involved as I – now, I have some other brothers that are involved in – I mean, they're really involved. I mean, they do these national meetings multiple times a year, every week. You know, I think I'm not as involved as you know, as they are, but still in it. But me, Phil, and Kenny are all members of Kappa Alpha Psi, college-based fraternity. We all went to different schools, but we're all from Chicago, but we didn't know each other. So it was the funny part of it. We didn't know each other, and I think Phil and Kenny did. I know they did. And then they made the film initially, and it wasn't really complete yet, and then I stepped in later, and somehow I heard about it from Kenny. I think he shared it with me on Facebook, and I was like, this is a hit. But the cool part about this bonding is that we all are frat brothers, and we're all from Chicago, and they live in Los Angeles, and I lived in Philadelphia at the time when we were in production. So it was totally random, you know, but it does – it makes the production process pretty interesting, you know, because we relate on different levels, you know. So it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. And that alone, once we do release it, when we were going to screen the film, our frat had a really big meeting that they do annually or biannually. And, it was in Philly, and we were going to do it, but we wanted to focus on the film. That would have been cool to see all the frat brothers there, knowing that we made it together. That would have pushed it. But we're considering bringing that out, but just not yet. You know, we want to do a few more things with the film, and that will by storm. I mean, once that gets announced, you don't really see that too often in filmmaking and big projects.
Yeah. With the, of course, with the current, you know, lockdown, theaters being closed and so on, what are your plans once this is done? Have you got anything where you want to start getting it back into these theaters to continue with the screenings? Is there anything coming up? Anything coming up that you got planned to help keep promoting this this film?
Yeah, film and a topic. We were actually before COVID-19 occurred. We were in the process of securing couple of New York, Philadelphia. We're going to do a screening run again. And they're fun. The Q&As, I mean, they're really interactive. It's not just, oh, watch a movie and leave. You know, it's really a bonding experience across a lot of people, demographics, cultures. It's really cool. We usually do one with GoFobo, who we partner with this online screening. They do a lot of big screens of Marvel and stuff. We get them to bring about 80 people out, and then we get a couple dog organizations to come out. Then a couple friends of friends that come out, and during the screening, it really makes for really it's really bonding. You know, after the film, it hits you so hard that you get to talking about the movie, and then politics come up, and then social justice issues come up, and now you're healthily talking about it, and you got people bringing their emotions out, but in a really healthy environment, because after you see what Chance goes through, you kind of strip everything away. It kind of it really brings you down to reality and love and life, you know. And we had a big one in New York. We were working on a really big nationally. You know, I don't want to speak on his name yet because we might secure it, and it wasn't secured. But we were going to bring a host in, and I was going to get some filming done so we could go ahead and start filming these screenings as well, you know. We could get those bits from you and what these other people are doing worldwide, and then eventually put that together into a documentary and maybe get that on PBS or something. That's the goal, to get the cause out. But we plan on doing it. I mean, this film is really everlasting, to be honest. It's pretty interesting. You know, some days it's still small, but some days I think Kenny was in an airport once and saw a guy with a Chance shirt on. So random, you know.
Wow.
And it's this film won't go away. Put it that way.
We're super excited to be able to be one of the facilities up here to be able to show it in this kind of form. And, you know, it's like you said, with everything going on, it just kind of shut it down. But, I mean, we haven't given up on that. I mean, it's going to happen sooner or later.
Yeah, and like I said, the cool thing about – I've always been the one to say, like, I wish I could throw the whole movie on Facebook, because what I like about it is it lets people comment and you can see dialogue and you do a lot more to continue it, especially we got a big ambassador to host it. You know, you too, Patrick, but we really got somebody to come in and bring – I mean, imagine a million people watching at the same time, what the conversation would be. But the beauty is with this is that I could let you guys have access to the watch party online. I'm telling you, and I think Patrick would agree, you know, once your friends start watching it, especially if you promote it up, you know, you can really chat during the movie, right, Patrick?
Yeah.
You know, in the meantime, that's a, you know, and it gets intense, and Patrick would agree, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
It is. It really is.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, we got a call here. You want to just, let's just keep rolling to take this call, huh? What do you say?
Take the call, baby.
All right. Hey, 215, you're live on the Pitbull Advocate. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Carrie. I'm calling from Jenkintown, Pennsylvania, right outside of Philadelphia.
Hey, Carrie, what's on your mind?
Well, I just watched the film. I finished it today. I bawled my eyes out, but it was really good, and I'm glad that people are fighting for this breed and to end dog fighting. It's horrible in Philadelphia, and pit bulls are dumped left and right constantly.
Yeah.
Oh, it's horrible. We just got called out the other day to a gentleman that was hired to work on a farm, stumbled on a fighting ring in the background and watched them tear apart three cats, and this dog was next, and he just walked off with the dog and called us. So we have what was supposed to be a bait dog in our possession right now, and he's just the sweetest boy.
That's awesome.
Awesome. Kudos.
Yeah.
Thank you, Joe, really.
Hey, Carrie. Patrick, I don't know if you want to introduce yourself. Carrie, I'm Brandon, the co-producer of the film. Patrick, Carrie just watched it. I was like, call in. And so I'm the one from lived in Philly for 10 years. But Patrick, I don't know if you want to introduce yourself so Carrie can see what's going on. Thanks for calling, Carrie.
Sure. Anytime.
Yeah.
I'm for this breed. I have a pit bull rescue. She's a mixed breed. I've been always they're my number one breed. I will only own them. And I for them, like, and I'm always educating. My husband loves them now. My dad didn't. He loves my dog now. So I want to do anything I can to help you guys.
That's awesome.
Awesome.
Hey, Carrie, did you watch? Have you watched the film all the way through, start to finish, or did you just catch the preview there?
Oh no, I watched it from start to finish with complete blubbering, crying my eyes out. And you guys, the one part with Chance near the end, you almost killed me there. But I watched the whole thing. It was great. I mean, it was good and educating, but it was very, very sad. I'm a big sap.
Yeah. I guess we don't want to give too much away, but yeah, at the end, that was a big with the writer Kenny. Kenny likes to write horror movies, Patrick and Carrie, and I didn't find this out until we were almost done with the film. I'm like, oh, now I see why we had to lighten it up, you know. But we had a big debate on what should happen at the end, and I don't want to put too much out in case somebody else listens, because you have gotten like 15,000 listens, Patrick. But Carrie, that was a big one, and we said the dog. What we make it seem initially, that can't happen at the end of the movie. Chance has to live. Let's put it that way. Because
it was the right ending. Definitely fitting for the movie.
Kenny,
I would have been upset with, but.
I said Kenny, you would have people crying. Like I said, Kenny, you don't get it. And this really taught Kenny a lot about dogs and people, and even Phil, because they're like, wow, like people are really. Like, you look at movies and you can cut a person's head off, but not the dog. No, you can't do it to the dog.
I will watch a show or movie and I will be like, please don't hurt the animal. Please don't hurt the animal. Okay. And I'm like, thank God. Thank God.
We've been doing rescue this breed for 13 years and we love them. And, you know, we went down to the premiere last year in California with two of our service dogs. And, I mean, great production. That's all I can say about it.
Yeah,
Carrie, I don't want to give it away either because I know a lot of our followers are listening. And, you know, like I said, a lot of them are hanging out for us to do our fundraiser showing of it. So I don't want to give too much away. But, yeah, it was definitely a great show. Well put together. We just absolutely love it.
And sorry, Patrick. Carrie, at the premiere in L.A. last year, people just stumbled on the film, but it's super independent. So that's why we're pushing it more now. They keep asking for it. But the premiere last year, Patrick came and the advocates came. And, yeah, it was pretty cool because, I mean, it was a movie and it was probably at about four or five pit bulls in there, three or four pit bulls in the theater.
Hey, three or four, yeah. Joe had his two with them.
Yeah.
And that was a blast because there was I just recall one kind of quiet scene in there. I think it was Cricket was down there asleep at Joe's feet, and it just got real quiet. And all of a sudden, you hear this, and she's out like a light, just staring down there at Joe's feet. Everything about that premiere, Carrie, you would have loved it. It was just a packed house. Everybody was just in such high spirits. I mean, you guys just packed that place. So
yeah, kids sold out. Carrie, I couldn't get it. I got there late. I flew in from Charlotte, and I had to go almost fight with the manager of the theater to get
it.
And
Cricket and Anastasia were on their A game that night. They just did so well and listened when they could socialize and when they couldn't, and I mean, it just made such a big statement as well, you know, with everything else going on.
And that's the beauty of the film where it gets, and Carrie, we were planning to do one. I used to live in Philly. We were planning to do one at the Philadelphia Film Society and up in downtown Philly. So we will circle back, and I'll make sure I inbox you to get your contact. We did one in Harrisburg, and, oh, gosh, that one got intense, Patrick. It got intense. That was probably one of my most intense hosted screenings, you know. But, yeah, in Harrisburg, PA, Carrie.
Yeah, please let me know because, like I said, and you know, you lived in Philly, like the pit bulls are dumped left and right. People
they
need
are.
To be educated, and they do break up dog fighting rings. And I'm like constantly, like, especially when people are putting pit bulls up for adoption, like I get nervous who's going to adopt them, where are they going? So, and anything you need help in Philadelphia, I'm here.
Okay. Definitely. I have a couple other people out there that have some rescue orgs, really good women. And I'll tell you this, Patrick, this is big. The women, in this, I mean, from we've done screens in New Orleans, Chicago, Los Angeles, San Diego, Texas, Harrisburg. I mean, more city, Miami. There's so many women, and I always try to shout that out. But there's so many strong women, and not just SPCA. You know, I mean, small organizations because they got a lot of rules, Patrick, with the societies.
Yeah,
women are just so strong and are really out here saving these animals and changing lives in the community, not just the animals, but they're doing their part to really unify the community and educate, you know, through the dogs, along with saving the dogs. So, Carrie, I do thank you because I can say, and I'll let Patrick take the wing on this. This is his show. Patrick is one of my awesome supporters, Carrie, and producer. So, you know, I love Patrick. You know, I'll be having a watch party and you just see his energy is coming like, hey. So, I'll let Patrick take
now, you guys are awesome. Thank you so much for sticking up for this breed. More people need to be educated. I'm tired of seeing all the time, like, pit bulls maul, and they're not even the highest biting dog. It's chihuahuas, Jack Russells, dachshunds.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There's, you know, I want to go back. Carrie, feel free to stick around on the line if you like. We've got just about 3 minutes left. Brandon, you hit on something that I've been saying for years and almost from day one in my advocacy. Joe, you've been doing this for 13 years. I've been involved in advocacy for probably, you know, close to about the same time. We've been doing this show for 10 years. Which makes me feel so great. But Brandon, you touched on the fact about the women in advocacy.
Mm-hmm.
My experience, and Joe, maybe you'll agree with me, and Carrie, maybe you too, the bulk of the people involved in advocacy and rescue are women, without a doubt.
Yeah.
When I was running my advocacy group in California, 99% of our members on that page are women.
More and more men are starting to get involved in it, and it's great to see.
Yes.
But yes, most definitely, the majority out at rescue
is women. I guess I left you too, sorry guys.
Yeah. I don't know why that is, but I think it is an important thing that we need to look at. And guys, if you're listening, we have a job to do, and if it takes the strong women like Carrie and everyone else involved in rescue, we have to follow your lead. Let's just do it. Accept that. And my wife, we've been married 7 years, and I always said the woman I'm going to marry has to be crazy about these dogs, if not crazier than I am. And I found her. She found me through this show. And
my household
she has taught
was
me
the
so
opposite.
Much.
My household was the opposite. I said I wanted to open a pit bull rescue. My wife said, "Are you crazy?"
Yes.
There he is.
Well, you guys should be proud of yourself.
Go ahead, Carrie.
I was just going to say, I'm happy that you guys, because honestly, there are a lot of women in rescue than more than men, and more men are starting to know. And like when you see men, especially for the pit bull breed, I think it gets more education out because they kind of step back and think like, oh, you know, like, oh, he's a guy. He seems to love this breed. Let me learn about it. And, you know, it helps to have men into rescue as well. Like my husband is a big pit bull lover now, and he never thought he would be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, I one of the things that I say, and just like down at the premiere, I mean, we proved it over and over when we were down there at the premiere. When my autism acted up, when my social anxiety kicked in, Cricket totally ignored everybody else and came back to my side. So being able to do that, I'm able to educate through my service dogs, and that's been able to allow me to do a lot.
That's awesome.
Hey guys, we're I really hate to do this, but we're like so out of time. Brandon, thanks for being here. We're going to have you back most definitely. Carrie, thank you for calling
never
in, guys.
In. Never give in. Never, never, never.
We're going to see you next week.
Nothing. Great.
Thank you.
I don't know what we're doing,
thank
but
you.
Never give in.
We're going to see you next week.
And good sense.
Thank you all
never
for your support. Hey, everybody.
Never
Brandon Gunn, producer, Chance the Film. If you haven't seen it, we're going to be doing a watch party, guys. Stay tuned. And we're going to get you all the details on how you can get this, this DVD and all the good stuff here. This is the Pitbull Advocate. We'll see you next week. All right. Have a great day, everybody. Bye-bye.
Later, Pat.